Blog Talk Radio.
The sky in Cheyenne, Wyoming is just about as blue as it gets. And if you ain't seen a Santa Fe sunset, you ain't seen red. Texas sunflower yellow can take your breath away. I've seen it all, from the orange of the fall to the green of the summer, but my favorite color is neon. The light they always leave on. Daytime, but the moon ain't quite bright enough to light up the way to playtime for people like us. Just like a beachside beacon calling all the ships back home. A few thousand volts to cut through the smoke. The wind why they invented neon, the light they always leave on, the weekend on the rocks, an old school jukebox with a little Johnny Leon. It's the buzz I love to be on. You put a double on your troubles, a light this end of the tunnel. The orange of the fall to the green of the summer, but my favorite color is neon. The light they always leave on. Put a double on your troubles, the light at this end of the tunnel.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we're pleased to welcome singer Ashley Lissette. You guys know how much of a music fan I am, so I'm super excited to have Ashley on the show. As always, I've got my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, with me, so let's do this. Let's do this thing, shall we? Hey, Em.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
I am laying in my chair in my room with a blanket because I'm freezing. Because, guys, it's actually cold in Tennessee for once.
Yes, it is, after the storms we had last night.
Yeah, guys, you're lucky that you're getting this show because Cody and I could die. We had tornadoes last night.
Yes, we did. I literally had one come within, like 5 miles from my house, literally. It was, yeah.
Yeah,
it was,
I know. I was so worried. They hit, like, the town right next to me when I was in Kroger, and I was so scared that I was going to die in a Kroger's, and then I came home, and there was more, and I was in the shower, afraid I was going to get struck by lightning, which probably wasn't my most brilliant move, but I really wanted to take a shower, I guess. And so I'm here, and I'm not dead.
And with that, let's bring on today's guest, the lovely and talented Miss Ashley Lissette. Ashley, are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes. Hey.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Nothing. I am just sitting here listening to you guys talk about how your lives are so interesting with tornadoes.
Yeah. Our lives are pretty boring. That's the only event, really, the tornado.
Pretty much.
And I didn't even get to see it. Oh, you guys find that something else really scary? If you think that's interesting, last night there was a bug on my bathroom floor, big enough where I could have named it and made it my pet. I don't know what kind of bug it was, but it was scary. And I tried to kill it, and it ran, and I lost it. And that really annoyed me because I have to move now because I lost the bug. And then I found it again, and my mom killed it for me. But, like, it was huge. I was so scared. I was freaking out because I moved something on the bathroom floor, and there's this bug, and I didn't know what it was. I was like, nope, time to move. It's huge.
And it's starting early. I'm starting to lose complete and total control of the show early.
Tony, do you ever have control? No, because girl power.
Very rarely. Very, very rarely.
Anyway,
and with that,
Tony, I shut up.
And with that, I thank you for joining the craziness today, Ashley.
You're welcome. Welcome to the circus. We have fun here.
Yes, welcome to the craziness.
Yeah. We don't have a very structured environment. We try, but then we just have a lot of fun, and people who are listening for actual interview questions, they're kind of screwed. After a while, it's just for all, but you'll see. Okay, Cody, go ahead with your questions. We'll start there.
The first question I had for you, well, it's not really a question, but it's more of a connection the three of us have. We're all Southerners, which is very rare on the show.
Indeed. Yes.
Which is very, very rare on the show for all three of us to be Southerners, and I cannot tell you how refreshing it is to be talking to another Southerner and hearing another Southern accent.
I don't have an accent, so shut up. But
I don't think I have one either.
I don't think you have one either. Cody definitely has an accent, but I'm from Alabama, but I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio for 10 years. I just moved to Tennessee like a few months ago, so I don't have an accent. Some people think I do. I disagree. Cody does have an accent for sure. Ashley,
I don't think I do.
Yeah, Cody, but you're so Southern. Like, you've lived here your entire life, buddy. You've got an accent. But that's okay.
This is true.
You know what?
This is true.
You could have, there could be so many other accents that would, like, annoy me, but I don't mind the Southern one. Like, I like it. So, you're lucky, because if you had another, like, if you had an accent that annoyed me, sorry, well, this wouldn't be happening. We would not even be friends.
That's good to know.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that mean, guys. Everyone who listens to this show knows I'm not really that mean. But,
no, she's really not.
Sometimes I am. Depends on the day.
All right.
We have fun. Go ahead.
Yes, we did.
Questions. That wasn't a question. That was a comment. They got me on a tangent.
Exactly.
Ask some questions, Cody.
On to the actual questions now. I've done my research for this interview because, frankly, I always like researching every guest because I don't want to sound like an idiot on air and not know what I'm talking about. So,
and I don't mind sounding like an idiot, so I let Cody do all the work.
So, I already know your backstory, so... but tell everybody, if you would, what got you into this music business thing.
Music started, I've been singing since I was 4 years old, and when I was 11, my dad was killed in action, and right before he had gotten deployed the second time, he asked if I would record Carrie Underwood's song, Don't Forget to Remember Me, And of course I was like, yeah, totally. And I never got around to it. And he was killed in action shortly thereafter. And it was kind of during that time where I used music as healing, and I still continue to do that. And it was ultimately that event in my life that made me decide I want to be a singer.
Awesome. You know, and while I don't have that sort of a backstory, music's always been a huge part of my life. I mean, I'm forever just in my room, stereo cranked up. You know, it's always been a...
Tweeting about it. No. You can't just listen to it. You have to tweet
exactly
about it.
Tweeting about it, too. Exactly.
No, I'm the same way. Cody sings, too, but I'm also a singer. But I've been singing forever. Like, they told me, and I don't believe them, but they told me when I was a baby at church, when I was, like, just old enough to walk, I couldn't actually sing because, you know, I couldn't talk. So I just make noise and pretend that I was singing at church, and everybody thought it was cute, and I think they're lying to me because I was like, I would never do that, but apparently I did. So, and I see little babies at church do that, and I was like, that is so cute. Maybe I did do that. But, yeah, I've been singing forever, and I know Cody has too, and we're all, like, obsessed with music around here. So
yep.
Anybody that listens to this show knows that. Like, if you don't like music, don't come to Weekdays with Murph, because you're going to get lots of music. And you're going to get, like, you're going to have to talk about it. So, no, what you said, that just reminded me. I don't know why that reminded me. What you're saying about that Carrie Underwood song. Carrie Underwood has a song called Temporary Home. And I remember I was at a party one night. And I was, like, karaokeing because, you know, I'm a diva and I want the attention, I guess. And it was my turn to sing, and I was like, I'm going to sing this song. And my uncle was really, really sick, and I just, like in the middle of, like, singing this song, I just, like, died. Well, I didn't really die. I'm obviously not dead. I just, like, started crying. I, like, just, like, broke down and started crying, and nobody understood why. And I was like, because music, it just makes you, like, do things. And, you know, so I understand. I got you. Anyway, Cody, go ahead. I'll shut up. I make everything about me, guys. I have such a big mouth. I'll stop. Cody.
You know, and speaking of music, how cool was it to get to record a song co-written by Carrie Underwood, Kill the Headlights, as your first thing?
It was really exciting. I mean, I was very nervous to record it because, you know, Carrie Underwood's name was on it.
It's Carrie. Exactly.
Yeah, it's Carrie. And I think it turned out great, and I loved it, and I had a lot of fun recording it. And I'm just really thankful that I was allowed to actually record the song. It's still one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Carrie Underwood is Cody's celebrity crush. That's why he's so interested.
I was actually about to say that.
She's everybody's celebrity crush.
I know. I think
pretty much.
Said, like, she's Miranda Lambert's crush. Miranda Lambert said she wanted to be skinny so she could have Carrie Underwood legs. And I'm like, but I like food, so I'll just not have Carrie Underwood legs. No, Cody, can't everyone just tell we're best friends? Because I was like, I got to tell them that. Everybody knows that, though, because of me.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been...
Nobody knew that before Cody told me. Now they all...
I mentioned on the show several times. Thanks to Emily.
No problem, buddy. Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
He's like, okay, moving on.
Moving on. You know, I have to ask this question because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me. If you could go back and change one thing about your career... Would you, and what would it be?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I don't think there's anything that I would change.
Awesome.
We've never had that answer before. We always get somebody who's like, I've never had anybody say I wouldn't change anything. I always have people who are like, I would do this or I would do this. Or they give me like, okay, no hate to any of our past guests. But, like, if you give me a 20-minute dissertation on what you would change, but, like, why you wouldn't actually change it because it led you where you are, that's basically saying you wouldn't change anything, and I don't need the 20-minute description, guys. That's okay. No, because somebody's like, I would do this, blah, 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 and they talk about it for like 10 minutes, and then they're like, but I really wouldn't because then I wouldn't be here today, so I guess I wouldn't change it. And I'm like, so why couldn't you have started with that?
I wouldn't change anything.
I don't think I would change anything so far, but you never know.
What's currently on your DVR, and what are you listening to right now as far as music?
What am I listening to? I'm listening to everything that's on country radio. I really love Cole Swindell. I think he's awesome. And, of course, Carrie Underwood's Something in the Water has been on repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As for my DVR, it was Dance Moms, but Dance Moms ended last week, and I still watch the Food Network quite often. I don't watch any exciting shows, though.
You should watch Law & Order Special Victims Unit. It's my favorite show. I tell everybody that. I solicit people to watch this show.
Yes, you do.
Like, it's so good. Cody won't watch it. I've been on him for, like, months. And he will not
almost
watch
a year.
Show. Yeah, almost a year. I've been like, hey, Cody, you need to watch Law & Order. And he will not watch Law & Order. And I'm like, but Cody, it's so good. And now, nobody understands. Like, this show's been on the air for a long time. Like, this is the 16th season. And the same main character has been on there the whole time. And all she ever wanted was a baby. And this season, she finally gets a baby. Like, she adopted a baby on the very last, like, 2 seconds of last year's episode. And so she finally has a baby. So now, like, it's peace and harmony on this show, and everybody needs to see it. I don't work for NBC. In case anyone's wondering, I do not work for NBC. I'm just saying. I sound like I work for them. I don't work for NBC. I just think it's a great show. And also, I do love Dance Moms, so I see where you're coming from. Everybody says, they're like, you just watch it for the drama. Like, no, I actually enjoy watching the dancing, guys.
That's
but
what
I do
like about
drama.
It.
I like the drama and the dancing. And who doesn't love Abby Lee Miller? Actually, I love her, but, like, I also hate her. Like, it's a push and pull thing. Like, she was on... We also are obsessed with Dancing with the Stars here at Weekdays with Smurf, and she was a guest judge on there, and she, like, dissed my favorite pro dancer, and then I was like, I don't like you anymore. So it's like it's a give and take here. Cody,
it's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it's that. There you go. Right there.
It's love-hate. If you weren't a singer, what are some of your other passions you'd like to explore if you weren't a singer?
I don't know. I never really know how to answer this question because my life is just revolved around music and I don't want to do anything else. So I really don't have a definite answer. But maybe something under the criminal law. Maybe.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Oh, Cody, now I have to talk again. Okay, I think we're like twins, okay, because I actually want to be a nurse, but I also discovered recently that you can, like, be a four-year nurse, which is, like, almost a doctor, but it has a different title. Anyway, if you major in nursing for 2 years, then the other 2 years you can do anything else, and I was like, I could, like, get a criminal justice degree and also be a nurse and also be a singer and just be everything. I really want to be a lawyer, but I don't want to go to law school. So it's like, no, I always wanted to be a lawyer, but then I realized you have to go to law school for that, and I was like, I'm not going to law school for 8 years. So I don't want to spend my life in school. So see, it makes sense, but yeah, we're twins. We're gonna be best friends now.
Totally.
Cody, what are you gonna do with your life? I'm curious here. Like, I know you want to do 500 things, and that sounded really rude. I didn't mean it that way. I know you want to do, like, 20 different things, but I don't know if you've, like, honed in on one of them.
Cody,
love so much stuff.
I'm a writer. So I'm actually writing
That's
a book.
That's what I figured.
Right now. So you're going to be
a writer? Like, forever? Is that what you're going to do?
I don't know if I'm going to be a writer, but I'm in the process of writing a book right now.
What are you going to do, though? Like, I know you're writing a book, and I'm like, I know all that because I am your bestie. But,
exactly.
And you, like, do 500 things, and, like, you have a major that is so wide if it's college.
Yep.
So, like, what are you going to do with your life?
What I'm going to do is hopefully, well, I'm a few hours away from getting my sociology degree. So
that's what you're going to do. You know what? You would be a really good psychiatrist. I actually know you wouldn't, because I feel like I talk to you so much that you get sick of listening to me talk. So maybe if you had to listen to people talk all day, you'd want to kill yourself. So, okay, psychiatrist,
not true.
Never mind.
Not true. But
really?
Anyway, not true.
Really? But. Okay, well, we learn things every day. Anyway, back to your list of questions. I'll shut my mouth. I know. I made this all a long, drawn-out answer saying, okay, what were we talking about? Because I forgot.
Oh, man. Back to the music for a second.
Music.
Do you have any upcoming projects or anything to release any brand new music or anything?
Well, I'm still in the process of recording a lot of music and writing, so we'll have new music hopefully at the start of next year. But as for right now, there's nothing definite because we are still working on everything.
Right. Yeah. And please let me know when you've got something going, because we'll gladly promote
we'll
it for you.
We'll pimp it out on Twitter.
On the show. Yeah, we absolutely will.
Awesome, yes. I'll do that.
Sweet.
Funny story, guys, and it's related to the show, and I'm not just being random. So, like, forever ago, like, when Emily joined Twitter, Ashley followed me on Twitter, and I didn't know who she was. So I followed back. And then for a while, I, like, followed her tweets, and then, like, she tweets a lot. And I just still didn't know who she was. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to follow her anymore. But then she still followed me. And then Cody's like, so some singer just followed me on Twitter. I'm like, who? And this was because she followed me, like, a year ago. And Cody was like, it's Ashley. And I was like, oh, I know who she is. She used to follow me on Twitter. And then he said, you're coming on the show. So I was like, okay, I guess I should follow her on Twitter again. So now that I know who you are, I won't unfollow you this time. But to be fair, I didn't know who you were the last time. And I was like, no, because a lot of times, like, I get so many people following me that I don't know. And if I followed everyone that follows me back, I would follow, like, 900 people, and I'm like,
exactly.
I can't follow 900 people
exactly.
Because I never get to read my Twitter, and so a lot of people follow me that I don't know, so they don't get followed back, but followed you back this time.
you know, and that brings up another interesting story.
I haven't heard this story.
To this day, I still don't know how Ashley found me on Twitter. To this day, I still don't know.
I don't know either.
I wake up
well,
one morning.
People find me. I don't know how people find me either. I'm not that interesting. So
I follow radio stations.
There you go. That's how she found you, because we have a radio show and you always hashtag it.
There you go, Cody. Networking.
Maybe.
Buddy.
Maybe.
Well, my bio says singer and like some other stuff. So people always follow me who are singers, and I don't know why they're following me as another singer. Like, I can't help you be a singer because working on it myself, guys. So, like, I don't get why people who are trying – a lot of people who are trying to get famous follow me, and I'm like, I don't know why you're following me. Like, I can't help you with that. I'm trying to do it myself. So, you know, I don't know why people follow me on Twitter. And then they follow me, and then I guess they realize, like, who they're actually following, and then they unfollow me, which I think's rude, but whatever. I hate when a celebrity follows you and you get all excited and then you realize they unfollowed you. And you're like, what did I do? What could I have possibly done? And y'all, I'm talking to Vanessa Marcel.
That's kind of a letdown, isn't it?
No, there's this one actress. Okay, we're obsessed with General Hospital around here, and there's this one actress on there who's followed me on Twitter 3 different times and also unfollowed me 3 different times. I'm getting discouraged. Like, this has been going on for a few years, and it's kind of annoying. So, we're talking to you, Vanessa.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm done now before I get us sued.
That's the last thing we need.
Cody. Yeah, exactly.
That's the last thing
we can't afford to be sued.
That's the last thing we need. Of course,
and
I don't know.
That's why Emily needs to shut up.
Of course, I don't know what they get us for. I've only got $5 my name. So, there you go.
There you go. But no, because, you know, lawyers suck, and they always find a way to, like, sue somebody. Like, if you watch any kind of crime shows, you know if they can invent a charge, they'll invent it. So,
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, I watched too much
television. Did you have anything for him?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm pretty sure we covered every base ever, but let's think. What can I ask that's interesting? Because, you know, Cody kind of covered everything important. Oh, I got this one. Here's my go-to question. If you could meet anyone who's dead or alive, they don't have to be, like, alive right now, famous, obviously, who would you choose and why?
Carrie Underwood.
I had a feeling like that's where this was going, but
yeah.
Hey, why not?
I had a feeling that was
brilliant. That's what Cody would say too.
Oh yeah, hands down.
I want to be you.
Don't we all?
I did have another question, and this is one I just thought of last week, as a matter of fact. That's kind of, I had my little list here.
One he hasn't told me yet.
I've told you about this one, Emma. I've told you about this one. Do you have any pre-show rituals, like,
Oh, he did tell me that. I just don't listen when he talks, I guess.
Well, thanks.
I love you. Anyway.
Do you have any pre-show rituals, like a certain meal you eat before a show or whatever?
No, not really. I don't really have any rituals.
Okay, I don't either.
Other than
I'm boring.
Just, like, other than me just like not talking before I go to perform. I don't know.
See, I always try that, but as you can probably tell, that wouldn't work well for me. I've tried it so many times to, like, not do the talking thing, and I'm like, nope, can't do it, have to talk. Like, I could honestly, okay, whenever, you know when somebody, like, breaks their jaw and they have to wire their jaw shut? Like, I would be so screwed. I would, how would I survive if I cannot talk? I don't understand.
That's actually, a little far.
Exactly. No, actually, Cody, fun fact. So, I don't know how many people listening to this watch Dancing with the Stars, but if you do, Cheryl Burke, who has been on there for like 5 million years as a pro, her pre-show ritual is she puts hand sanitizer on, but not on her hands. She puts it on her underarms because I don't know why. She just said that's her thing. Is that one time when she was going to perform, she had no deodorant, so she did that, and it's become a ritual, and I'm like, that would probably burn.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. You.
No comment.
Anyway, yeah, so I'll be done for now. I'll shut up.
We've got about under a minute. I wanted to thank you again for
did
taking
we really
time
just
to
talk for 30 minutes? I need to learn to control myself.
Yes, we did.
This
I wanted
fun.
To thank you again
like
for
you
for taking the time to come on and chat with us and join the craziness today. And you've got a open invitation to the show. Anytime you want to come back on, and I'd love to have you on anytime again. Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for having me. I had fun with y'all.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. I got to talk for like a whole 30 minutes to somebody who's like my twin.
And
we did this. And Cody got to talk about Carrie Underwood, so he's happy. I'll shut up.
keep me posted about anything that you're doing. I'll be glad to promote it for you on the show, on Twitter, on anything. Okay.
Awesome. I'll let you
we'll
know.
Pamper. We'll let everybody know. We'll annoy
Absolutely.
Them until they. If you put something on iTunes, we annoy people till they buy it. Like,
yep.
This is with everyone. If, like, anybody we've had on the show has, like, put something out, we're like, you have to buy it. Like, we will bother people until they go and buy your single on iTunes or your album or whatever.
Exactly.
Well, it's on iTunes. Both of them are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks again for stepping by the show, Ashley.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Y'all have a good night. Bye.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was probably the most fun I've ever had.
That was fun. Oh, I have some things to say, guys, because I always have things to say because I have a big mouth. Friday night, 5 o'clock, General Hospital Recap. I know, it's been forever. Cody and I probably forgot how to do it because I haven't done one in...
I actually did it last week.
Cody did one last week, but I was out of town, so I have not done one in 3 weeks, I think.
I had Kathy cover for you, so...
Yeah, Kathy covered for me, but still, I feel like Cody and I may have forgotten how GH Recap works. So that's happening. And then Tuesday,
that's gonna
we have
be interesting.
A singer. Tuesday night, we have a singer, another one, Carrie Ann Jean,
mm-hmm.
who she's really cool. You should follow her on Twitter. She'll follow back.
She's an absolute doll, isn't she?
Absolutely. Also, guys, you know what today is? Cody knows what today is. Today is my seven-month weekdays with my anniversary.
Yes, it is.
So, it's been a long 7 months. Just kidding. It feels like it flew by. We have had so much fun, and I love this show. Like, in 7 months, like, we've done so much crazy stuff. Okay, we've had, like, countless parties on this show. We have had so many parties. We have had Cody interviews me. We have had 2-year anniversary show. We have had How Well Do You Know Your Co-host. We have had a little bit of everything, including Cody and I actually meeting in person. So, seriously, these past 7 months, we have done just about everything. You name it, we've probably done it on weekdays.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So,
come join the party.
And if all goes well, on November 7th, we will be having our 100th
show. Our 100th show. We're having a party, guys, of course.
If all goes well.
Us. Dress up.
If all goes according to plan.
You can all dress up and call us, dress up for our party. Oh, guys, one more thing. I just had a really good idea for a T-shirt. We should totally, when we design T-shirts, you know, those Phantom T-shirts we keep telling you guys are going to exist, we should have one that since I've been to Weekdays with Murr, I've been on Weekdays with Murr for something funny like that, like, because, you know, this show's crazy, like, for all of our past guests. Like, I conquered Weekdays with Murr. I feel like that
mm-hmm.
should exist for our past guests. But they have to buy
I was on
Weekdays
with Murr, and all I got was this T-shirt.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's such a good idea. But
I was on Weekdays with Murr, and all I got was a T-shirt.
I'm not giving them away because we have to pay for them and stuff.
Right, exactly.
They can buy them. But they're all mm-hmm. celebrities, so they can afford it. That's
mm-hmm.
how I'm looking at this. Guys, can I put my Christmas tree up, or is it a little early? Leave me a comment.
I'm surprised Mom didn't have hers up yet.
That does surprise me. You guys, tweet at me and let me know. Do you think it's too early, or do you think it's okay? Let me know. My mom still won't let me do it, but that's okay. She won't let me because she said if I get out my Christmas stuff, I'll have to drag out all the Christmas stuff to get mine, so then it'll be like Christmas blew up in here. It is too early. I think it's a little early, but like I don't think November is too early. Like I think November 1st is okay. I know. So Christmas, yay. Guys, I'm really tired and I'm trying to stay awake by being hyper and it's not really working because I want to take a nap.
That's funny.
So in case anyone's interested, guys, I posted something on my YouTube last night and I also posted a new blog post that I haven't linked Cody to even though I published it last night. New blog post on my blog. You can find me. It's
msupdates.weebly.com.
Cody's blog is mercysneezing.weebly.com, so you can stalk us both.
Yep.
Also, my YouTube is emilyangel0915. I posted a new video last night. If you're a soap fan, it's for you. It's a super couples collab, which means
I saw
me
it.
And 10 other people. Yeah, you did. me and 10 other people decided it was a good idea to pull at the heartstrings a little bit. So we did a Super Couples collab to Let Her Go by Passenger. And,
I love that song.
So if you like any of the soap couples that are, like, important, then you can go and check it out because they're pretty much all there. Like, I'm talking Luke and Laura and Bo and Hope and Colin Starr and everyone except if they're played by Michael Easton and Kelly Monaco because they aren't super couples. I'm talking
right.
to you, person in the comments.
You person in the comments.
Update, for anyone who's following the saga of rude people in my comments on YouTube, the person who I told, I was like, okay, first of all, it's super couples only, and they have to be a daytime couple. Well, this person wouldn't leave me alone about Sam and Silas, so I was like, you can have Caleb and Olivia, even though they're a primetime couple. Like, I finally was like, fine, you can have them. Then she didn't do her parts. She didn't do it. I was like, you fought with me over that and didn't even do it? So I ended up substituting Frisco and Felicia in that part, and it looks way better. But, that's the end of the saga of the person in my comments on YouTube. If anybody's following that, now you all know how it ended.
Exactly.
I won, like usual. Cody was super interested in that. Like, this is Cody's. Cody's been waiting to find out. No, I'm just kidding. Cody could care less. It's true, guys. So, everyone, I went on vacation last week. That's why you guys forgot I hosted this show. It was super fun. But I missed Cody because, like, we didn't talk for, like, the whole week, it seemed like, because I didn't do a show. And, like, we didn't talk on the phone, and we normally talk on the phone at least once a day.
And she calls me up
yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I called him up yesterday, and we had, like, this, like, long conversation because I was like, hey, so how's your life? It's been a while. So Cody and I were back on track. But normally we talk at least once a day on the phone. We text most of the day normally, and then we talk normally at least once a day on the phone because I don't like to text and walk. I think it's dangerous. So if I'm at school and we're talking, I call him. So it was strange to be gone for a week. I felt like I was disconnected from the world, and mainly by the world, I mean the internet. And I had a great time, and if anyone's interested, I'm going to post a blog because, so this is a long story. I'm going to give you the cliff notes, guys. So basically, well, I went to Alabama, which is where my family lives, which is fun. But recently, me and my aunt have gotten really close because she's always hanging out now, and we're, like, best friends now. And we were always close, but not as close as we are now. And she has this boyfriend, I guess you could say he's a boyfriend. I feel like they're too old to say boyfriend, but she has a boyfriend, and I like him a lot because I already knew him because he's also my cousin, but they're not related. He's my grandfather's cousin, and she's my grandmother's sister, so nobody freak out over the incest because it's not. And so they are literally like my
freak
whole
out.
Life. Every time I wrote that in the blog post. I was like, guys, I had so much fun with them because, honestly, they're just, like, so fun now, and they're so happy, and it kind of, like, I hate happy people because, like, they make me, like, want to barf when people are super, super happy, and they're like, ugh. It's just annoying, but they don't do that to me. I love being around them, and I love spending time with them because they're just, like, so happy and so fun to be around. So recently, the three of us, well, actually, my whole family and them, we've gotten so much closer, and we spend so much time together. So I'll write a whole blog on how this became a thing and my adventures. But it was super fun. I got to spend lots of time with them. We had a party one night, and then one night we played cards and watched football, and we took selfies.
Nah.
Guys, they're on my Twitter. It's so cute. So in case anyone's interested, I'll write a blog about how all of that came to be and how they actually end up together. And if anyone cares, you can read it. It's a wonderful story. It gives me hope for the future. Like, I can find someone. They found somebody. Twice. So, hey. Because, short cliff note, back to the cliff notes. Her husband died. His wife died. My grandparents kind of hooked them up together. It was wonderful on my grandparents' part and smart. So that's how that's happening. Yes, they're my grandparents' age. No, I don't care. So that's the cliff notes of that whole story. I don't care. Like, they're so fun to hang out with. I don't care that I hang out with old people. Like, it does not bother me a bit. We have so much fun. Like, her and I were always close, but we were never as close as we are now. And she called me the other day. She's like, just wanted to say I love you and see if you had left Alabama yet. And I was like, no, I haven't left yet, but I love you too. And we, like, she never has done that to me before, which I don't mind. And him and I, we've had some fun times. She's taught him how to make pies. he's cooking, like, wearing her apron, like, this is happening, it's adorable, he's like a housewife, which I'm okay with. We have so much fun throwing parties, and he actually stole my phone one night, which was kind of funny, because he normally wouldn't, like, screw with us, but he stole my phone the other night. So lots of fun. So Cody pretty much knows the whole story, but he doesn't know all the good details, so I have to tell him later, but I'll post it in a blog for anyone who's interested in that story. And, yeah, that's pretty much my life. I had a great vacation, but unfortunately I'm still on vacation from school, but I'm back at my house, which is kind of boring.
I'll set up now. As I said on the show, I'm going on vacation in probably April, so.
Guys, when he goes on vacation, obviously me and Kathy will be running the show because that's how it works around here. Or tweet us or, like, send me an email or Facebook me or whatever and let us know who you would like to see back on the show. Because Kathy and I have worked up some ideas in our little brains. But it's really up to you guys because you're going to be the ones listening. So whoever you want back on or... Because we don't like to have guests we haven't had before when Cody is away, because I like to have guests on for a second time when he's away, because I don't want him to miss out. So, like, past guests who you guys like to see on. And if anybody says Lily Melgar, I'm going to slap you because she's been on this show like 5,000 times. And I'm pretty sure we've asked her everything we could possibly. Lily.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we've asked her every possible thing we ever
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so don't tweet me and say Lily Melgar, because if you don't know that Lily Melgar has been on this show before, then you obviously don't listen to this show. Tweet us. Soap people preferred. I mean, singers I don't mind, but they probably don't want to come. Preferably, they don't want to listen to me again. So soap actors preferably, or ABC executives, cough, cough, Nathan Varney. Singers probably don't want to listen to me talk again. So... that's looking doubtful. I'm going to go with soap actors, mainly because we can talk about how I love them. So,
soap executives, Nathan.
Yeah, soap executives, cough, cough, Nathan Carney.
Nathan.
We should have Ron Carlavani on this show. That would answer so many questions.
That would be epic.
I'm going to tweet at him. I'm going to tweet at Ron Carlavani. Watch You Know Who jump in on the conversation.
Oh, good.
Okay, everybody knows who I'm talking about, and I don't even have to say their name. You all know who I'm talking about because she's your problem, too. Like, if you're on Twitter and you have people that jump in your conversations, it's always the same person. We all have this problem. It's always the same person.
Same exact person. It is.
She's not just my problem. She's not just Cody's problem.
Everybody's problem.
She's everybody's problem. If you have a Twitter and you tweet about soap, she plagued your Twitter. So you all know.
She's on your mentions.
She was mean to me one day, and Kathy blocked her after she, like, told her off. It was amazing. Kathy, thank you for coming to my rescue, baby. Anyways.
Hey,
with that being said, I'm going to stop.
Yeah. With that being said, I think I'm going to... I'll let you go and wrap up here, okay?
Okay. Talk to you Friday.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
Before Friday, but show is on Friday. Okay.
Yep.
Bye.
All right. All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and talented Miss Ashley Lissette. Sorry, it got a little bit crazy. It's pretty crazy normally when we have singers on, but next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have Carrie Ann Jean on the show with us. A singer-songwriter, Carrie Ann Jean, on the show with us next Tuesday. And this Friday, we have our regular G8 recap show. So, please join us for that. And with that said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.